Well, as the Buffalo Museum of Science continues to celebrate its 150th anniversary, an exhibit is now on display featuring the museum's oldest and newest collections. WBFO's Eileen Buckley takes us to the museum exhibit called Journeys into Pampa, Exploring the South Pacific. Eileen has a conversation this morning with Kathy Leacock, curator of collections at the Museum of Science.
We wanted to do an exhibit that really was about us and why we have lasted 150 years. And material from Papua New Guinea, it's called the Black Collection, because that's the person who collected it, is one of our most important research collections at the Science Museum that has never been exhibited before. We acquired it in 1938, but not until this year have we told the story of who Black was, what he was doing in the area. Certain objects have been on display in different parts of the museum over the years, but we've never told the whole story. So this is sort of our birthday present to ourselves to sort of look at our history and what makes us just an amazing collecting institution. It's a fabulous collection. There's 6,200 pieces in it total. There are just shy of 300 in this exhibit. And so in addition to our historic collection, we're also showcasing our newest acquisition, which we received from Charles Rampenny, who passed away last August. He left us his collection of material from his trip to Papua New Guinea. So we have one of our oldest collections and our brand new collection together in one exhibit.
It really does show the history of this place and what it's all about.
It's the history of collections, but also with Penny, it's the regional tie-in, you know, because one of the questions that I faced with this exhibit is, why should Buffalo care about New Guinea? And, you know, there's multiple reasons why they should care. You know, one of them, because the Black Collection is one of the top collections of its kind in the world. And we didn't know it was, you know, most of our visitors didn't know to be proud of that, you know, so I'm always, you know, let's go Buffalo. And then, you know, to showcase the fact that we're still a collecting institution and that Mr. Penny valued our anthropological collection enough to leave us his material, which, you know, he was a benefactor of a lot of institutions through his life, but, you know, this is the first time he'd given to the Science Museum.
And describe some of the pieces if you can.
This is my sort of one of my favorite cases right when you come in, because what you have here is 100 years of collecting in New Guinea. So we start with a piece that was collected in 1908 and end with a piece that was collected by Harold and Mary Cohen in 1997. And the two pieces in the middle were collected in the 70s, this one here by Charles Penny. So if I didn't tell you that and you looked at this case, you'd just think, oh, look at these, you know, Sepik River figures. They're all the same time period. But they're not. There's 100 years difference here. And just to show that their artistic traditions continue over time and that, you know, even with modern collections, there's a lot of continuation with historic pieces. Mm-hmm. So this is what sort of one of my favorites from a story perspective. Mm-hmm. This is the case that other museums drool over. These pieces are, in ethnographic art, it's very rare that you know who made something. But we know that these pieces, in this case, were carved by a gentleman by the name of Mutuaga, who was carving in New Guinea in the 1880s and 1890s. And through documentary research, we know that Black, the collector, either went to Mutuaga's house or met with Mutuaga and purchased these pieces. There are about 80 known examples of Mutuaga's work in the world, and 13 of them are here at the Science Museum.
Do you have people that seek them out and come here from other parts of the world?
Even? Absolutely. We're hosting an academic conference January 6th and 7th, where we are welcoming 15 oceanic scholars from Australia, California, Cambridge University in England. I think there's another one from Australia, too. Several from the U.S., myself, my colleague at the University of Rochester, who also was the co-curator of this show, Dr. Robert Foster. And when we first talked about doing the symposium, we weren't really sure what the interest was, and we actually had to cut off accepting paper abstracts because we only had 2 days to get them all in. So we're all these people are really excited to come to Buffalo. In fact, there's one person who studies specifically Mutuaga, and he wrote the book, and he'll be here in January, too, to see. He calls these his old friends, so he'll be here to visit his friends. So we're really excited. People come from all over the world to see this Black collection.
You're putting us on the world destination map.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Fabulous. And the thing is, you know, very small amounts of it have been exhibited, and small amounts have been published. So a scholar will see a picture of one piece and think that that's all that we have, and then they'll make an appointment. They'll come see the collection, and you know they realize there's 6,000 pieces, and they're just completely blown away. So.
And then of course they're writing about it, so other people are going to read about it, and then it just causes the domino effect.
Exactly,
of interest, so.
Exactly. And we're currently working on seeking some grant funding to make an online exhibit of this collection, just again, because we'd like to share it with the people of New Guinea. It has international prominence, and through the internet is the only way you could get an international audience. Sure. So we're working on sort of grants and sponsorships in order to get it online, which this exhibit closes in January. So through the online exhibit, it would last in perpetuity.